40-year-old virgins. And maybe you aren't even a 40-year-old virgin, but just the mindset of a guy who's super AFC, average frustrated chump, that's what we call it. You're not a guy who gets a lot of dates. It's been years since you've been on a date, years since you've gotten laid. Your belief about women is based on fantasy, on Lifetime movies, on rom-com movies, right? So, hardest guys to work with, hardest guys to help. I've helped tons of them. Hopefully this helps you. But it's usually more than just a few minutes on a website and a few blog articles to fix years and years of bad programming. You basically have to completely upgrade your operating system. So realizing that women want a confident man, women want sex. Lots of times what women say they want, especially when they're talking to you, they're being nice. They're not actually saying what the truth is. And I've seen this firsthand where the girls like will tell a guy, oh yeah, you're nice, I would totally date you. And then the guy asks for a number and the guy gets shot down. So the bottom line is you need to become a man that women want to be around, that women fantasize about. You need to level up. You need to become more confident, more social, more outgoing, more charismatic. You need to work on your sense of humor. You need to lose weight. You need to get in shape. You need to toughen up. You need to be able to protect yourself and your loved ones. So women don't sit around fantasizing about meeting a super nerd who's overweight. Well, maybe some women do who are also overweight and super nerds, but I don't want you guys to have to settle. I don't think that's right that guys have to settle, especially if you don't have choices. So the mission is to try to get you to have choices so you can actually pick the woman you want to be with so you don't have to settle. And a lot of guys think it's just going to happen one day, but it hasn't happened yet. So you're living the life that you earned. So are you happy with it? Probably not. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So you need to reinvent yourself. You need to level up. Basically, it's the ugly duckling. You need to disappear for a while, level up, come back as the beautiful swan. Which, by the way, if you meet women who go through that too, those are like the coolest women I've ever dated. They always have the best mindsets. They were never like catered to and had people bend over backwards to them for their whole life because they were attractive. Like the women that went through that, they usually have the best personalities. So same thing here. Guys who go through that and then level up, they understand that. They understand the reality of not having choices and then having choices. So a lot of times women do find that attractive. I remember as a kid, this was some of the most helpful advice, but it wasn't even advice back then. But it was something that was like the most helpful thing I ever read. I remember my mom used to get Cosmo magazine. Now it's complete garbage. Back then there was some good stuff in it. And I used to read it all the time because it was a magazine in the house. It was new. There'd be attractive women in it. I'd look through it. And there was always top 10 lists. And there's always like asking advice, those kind of things. I always read it. But the top 10 list, the one that always stood out to me was, when it comes to men, what's the number one thing that matters most if they're attracted to a woman or not? And it's looks. Like we have to physically be attracted to them. Well, when women were asked that question, what's the number one thing? The answer was either always confidence or every once in a while was sense of humor. So later when I got into this stuff after my divorce, I was like, oh, good news. I'm not a male model. So we really can't get too much better looking because like we're the car that we are, but we could just put new paint on it, take out the dents and clean it up, polish it up, right? But you can put a new motor in it, but it's still the car that it is. So same thing with us. Like we can only improve ourselves so much. Well, it depends on how far you let yourself go. But if you're already a pretty decent guy, like there's not that much you can do. But like looks-wise, but confidence, sense of humor, those are definitely things you can level up on. So you become more confident, which you doesn't just happen overnight. And a good lesson, a good rule is like fake it till you make it. But until you make it, it's not going to be real. And then you're not going to have a real relationship. So you start doing all the things that you avoid. You start seeking out things in your discomfort zone. Because if it's in your comfort zone, it's going to be comfortable. If it's in your discomfort zone, it's going to be uncomfortable, right? By default, by definition, it has to be. So you start seeking stuff like that out and working on it. So for me, I had to do clothes, fashion. I had to lose weight. I had to go out and get over my social anxiety. I had to go out and cold approach. I did white strips. I went and got a cool haircut. I started working at a yoga studio. I started being healthier. And things started improving. But it was a lot of work. Now that I'm married with a family, yeah, it was totally worth it. Everything was fucking totally worth it. And I actually miss some of those rough days, those rough nights out. Now they're just amazing, hilarious stories or lessons. But I spent so much work on that stuff. I was the guy who had to Google how to smile because I couldn't figure out why, like, every picture I ever had, I had a horrible smile in it. So FYI, it's because my entire face wasn't congruent with my mouth. So if you're smiling, your entire face needs to smile, not just your mouth. Because if you come off as incongruent, another way that women perceive that is creepy. And if you come off as creepy, that's the worst thing in the world you can do. It's a kiss of death when it comes to dating. So don't be creepy. Anyways, I had to do all the stuff that basically I hated. Going out to bars and clubs, working on small talk, working on talking to strangers, working on cold approaching really attractive women, putting myself out there to get rejected. And then I started becoming desensitized to it. And I started actually getting good at it. Not just good at getting rejected, maybe. I actually started getting good at, like, small talk and then getting phone numbers and then getting dates. And it's real easy for a lot of guys once they start getting to that stage to, like, jump into the first relationship that's presented to you. Wrong move. You need to keep leveling up, because if you've done something wrong for 20 years, 30 years, well, you don't fix that in 6 months. Like, you need to work on it for a few years to retrain your brain with all these new, positive, more improved thoughts and actions. So don't jump into your first relationship. And then, yeah, I had to go through a few before I actually was like, oh, now I get this. Now I know what to do. And then I had some awesome long-term relationships and they didn't work out. And then I took a break and then I went back to dating, had another long-term relationship, didn't work out, took a break, went back to dating, did that a few times, then met my wife. So, I mean, I'll tell you to get on the blog and research and read everything I've posted. There's tons of stuff here that I've written throughout the years that'll help you. I have my free Discord channel that you guys can get on. But really, it's going to be like you need real help. Phone coaching. I have the monthly program, but that's like a group call that we do every week. You got to share me with other people. But phone coaching or a one-on-one. If you really want to fix this area of your life, that's what it's going to take. And I'll also highly recommend not trying to like half-ass it. I've had tons of students who do that, that need a lot of help, haven't been on a date in years. And they try to just nickel and dime it, or I'll just do one call here, or I'll do the monthly coaching program. And the last one that did that, he was in the monthly coaching program where we do weekly calls for 2 years and wasn't getting better. And then he came out and did a one-on-one, and a couple weeks later, now he broke his 3-year dry spell. And the girl, he's actually having to push the girl away because she's coming on to him too hard and too strong now. So you can hop on Discord, talk to him. Just do a post, ask about it. He'll respond and tell you what the deal is. But I honestly, that's what you're going to need to really fix this area of your life. As a motorcycle goes hot riding by. So this isn't necessarily about like trying to pick up tons of girls. So most of the guys who come to me, that isn't what they want. They just want a girlfriend. They want a relationship. They want a wife. But you don't just go out and meet the first girl and she becomes all those things. Like, the mother of my children is the most important job in the world. So why would I not be picky when I'm trying to fill that position, right? If you run your own business, your own company, and you're the president and you're hiring a VP, like, you don't just hire the first person you talk to, right? That's the second most important job in the company. you're going to go through a lot of resumes and hopefully find someone who's highly qualified. So same mindset here. You will have to go out and approach women. You are going to have to step out of your comfort zone. The thing is, though, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it the hard way I did. I got divorced years ago. For me to start dating again was one of the hardest things ever. And I didn't have anyone helping me along the way. I didn't have anyone breaking things down, direct, indirect. How do you do a conversation? How do you start a conversation? What if there's guys in the group? How do you talk to them? How do you, if a girl says something like this, how do you respond to it? How do you go for a number close? Like, I didn't have anyone helping me. So there are no shortcuts in life, but there actually are. You can learn from someone else who didn't get the shortcuts. So the shortcut for you is learning from someone else who grinded it out. And I'm here for you if you want it. Like I said, you can listen to the other audios. You can tell I'm honest when I'm giving the advice to guys. The quantity over quality. Nope, I said that wrong. The quality over quantity. Those guys just need a little bit of help. They just kind of need to get reorientated. Over a breakup, they need more help. Guys who are super AFC, they need the most help. So this is where it's really going to take some work. But I'm here for you as much as you want me. So hopefully I hear from you. Hopefully this advice and this pep talk kind of got you fired up. But like I said, I've worked with tons of guys who've gone through this. And I'm pretty sure I can help you too. The stories I have, the students I've worked with, some of the most over the top, wouldn't even believe it if it was in a movie, stories I've heard from students. And if I was able to help them, I'm betting I can help you.